All right, folks, welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let's face it, life in the digital age can feel like a constant hamster wheel of notifications, endless scrolling, and that insatiable urge to check our phones every 2 seconds. Ever felt like you're trapped in a screen vortex? You know that feeling when you meant to spend 5 minutes on Instagram but somehow 3 hours have vanished into thin air? We're here to break free from those digital shackles and reclaim our focus, our sanity, and maybe even a little bit of our soul. Today's episode is all about navigating that detox journey, how to stay on track, avoid the dreaded relapse, and actually enjoy the process. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will be your secret weapons in this digital detox battle. First up, set clear intentions. Why are you doing this? Is it for better sleep, more quality time with loved ones, or simply to reclaim control over your attention? Write down those reasons, visualize the benefits, and remind yourself of them whenever temptation strikes. Think of it like setting a GPS for your mind, guiding you towards your destination, a life less dominated by screens and more focused on what truly matters. Next, create realistic boundaries. Going cold turkey might sound tempting, but let's be honest, it rarely works in the long run. Start with small, manageable steps. Maybe it's designating screen-free time slots, like an hour before bed or during meals. Or perhaps it's limiting your access to certain apps for specific periods. Remember, consistency is key. You want to build sustainable habits, not create a frustrating cycle of deprivation and binging. Now, let's talk about finding fulfilling alternatives. The key here isn't just about removing screens, but replacing them with activities that genuinely nourish you. This could be anything from reading a good book, learning a new skill, spending time in nature, or connecting with friends and family face to face. Discover what brings you joy, what sparks your curiosity, and make time for those things. Another crucial aspect is mindfulness. Pay attention to the triggers that lead you back to screens, boredom, stress, loneliness. Once you identify those patterns, you can develop healthier coping mechanisms. Maybe it's a quick walk, a few minutes of meditation, or simply taking a deep breath and shifting your focus. Mindfulness helps you break free from autopilot and make conscious choices about how you spend your time and energy. Finally, don't be afraid to celebrate your progress. Every step you take towards reducing screen dependence is a victory worth acknowledging. Treat yourself with kindness, be patient with yourself, and remember that this is a journey, not a race. You got this. You know, I was talking to my friend Sarah the other day, and she was telling me about her experience trying to limit social media. She said it felt like every time she put down her phone, she'd feel this weird sense of anxiety, like something was missing. But then, she started replacing that screen time with reading. She discovered a whole new world of books and stories, and now she actually looks forward to those moments of quiet reflection. It's amazing how even small changes can have such a profound impact on our lives. So, remember folks, this isn't about demonizing technology or becoming a digital hermit. It's about finding a healthy balance, reclaiming your time and attention, and living a more intentional, fulfilling life. Start with those 5 key takeaways, set clear intentions, create boundaries, find alternatives, practice mindfulness, and celebrate your wins. You've got this. Now go out there and reclaim your digital detox journey. I want to hear about your experiences. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to screen time? What strategies have worked for you? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay intentional, and remember, the world is waiting beyond the screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.